You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And moving back to John Key's resignation earlier in the week, it's going to mean big changes for the whole of New Zealand as we wait to find out who will be our new Prime Minister and who will lead National into the next election. But we can't forget how John Key's been elected into Parliament for the last 14 years through the people of Helensville. Key says he'll continue as Helensville's MP to not trigger a by-election, but he won't be contesting the seat next year. He's been called the everyman and nowhere man of the electorate, which is centred around the town of Helensville, northwest of Auckland. But he's always been popular, winning about 60 to 75% of the vote over the last three elections. So what's going to happen to the contest for Helensville now that it's no longer a cut-and-dry Key victory? I spoke to Labour Party Secretary General Andrew Curtin about whether their party is thinking about the electorate differently.
We've opened up nominations for the Helensville electorate. We did that a week or two ago before this announcement, and that's part of our process of going through each electorate, opening up for nominations, where members can apply to become the Labour candidate for the 2017 election. And we're about a third of the way through that process, and we hope to have that finished pretty much by the end of February next year.
So how many applicants have you had so far, and out of them, do you think that from preliminary inspection, do you think any of them will be, decent contenders?
In Helensville, I'm not sure if we had any in yet, but it's really early days. We've given people until the 30th of January to put a nomination in, and there's nomination forms on our Labour website. So I'm not aware of any yet, but we've had some really good contenders there in the past. And we take all seats seriously. We took that seat seriously when the Prime Minister held it, because under MMP, it's the party vote that matters, and there's lots of Labour support even in the Helensville electorate.
But do you think you'll be looking at a decent chance of actually getting an MP voted in for the electorate?
Yeah, we look at all electorate seats and think, this is a place where they'd benefit from a Labour local electorate MP. That's always a priority for us. But we're also realistic, and we understand that the only way we're going to change the government is by sending a message out there that to give your party vote to Labour. And that's the way that under MMP we change the government. But of course, we take all seats seriously, and we're taking Helensville seriously.
And the Greens are possibly standing Hayley Holt, the TV presenter, in the Helensville electorate as well. That was announced just a day before John Key resigned as well. Do you think that a Labour Party, you would compete with Hayley Holt in that electorate?
Look, we all go into electorates and ask voters to support our parties. But the overarching message is that if we want to change a government, it's to vote for a party that's going to change the government. And we're going to advocate for people to vote for Labour. The Greens are going to advocate for people to vote for Greens and so on. But we want to make sure that people are giving their party votes to us to make sure that we can change the government and start to build a better New Zealand next year.
On a perhaps slightly more off-topic note, do you think that there's going to be a person elected to an electorate that kind of has the same level of support as John Key? And do you think that there'll be any electorate that will be almost as futile to stand in as Helensville was before he resigned?
No, I don't think so at all. I think, you can look at Northland, where Mr. Peters won against the tide up there. I think voters weigh up their options at each election, and they think, who's the person that's going to best represent our local electorate here? And also, who do we want to be the government? And I think both of those things are important, and I think I wouldn't want to prejudge how anyone in any electorate would vote. But that's why we go out there as the Labour Party and say, we think that we're the best party to lead government, and that's why we want your party vote. And our electorate candidates will go into their communities, much like what Michael Wood has done in Mount Roskill, and talking about local issues, things that matter to local people. And we know that when we campaign on local issues and engage with people on the doorstep, that they vote for us and we have some success. So we're going to be really focusing on that.
And has anyone been in discussions with the Green Party around, weighing up your candidates so that you get the best spread, or are you guys working relatively independently on that?
Look, the leadership between the two parties is talking about how we can change the government next year, and that's allowed under the MOU, but There's I'm not going to go into any specifics, but there's all sorts of conversations happening about how we can do that, and we'll continue to have those.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.